USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
A former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. has resigned his position on the College of Cardinals after allegations of past sexual abuse. The Pope has accepted Theodore McCarrick's resignation. Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, Joshua McElwee, says such a resignation is very rare.
There is no precedent for it in the entire history of the U.S. Catholic Church. The U.S. Cardinal has never renounced his position among the College of Cardinals before, and it's also quite rare on the global church. The last time it happened was in 1927.
Pope Francis has directed McCarrick to a life of prayer and penance as the Vatican investigation continues. The 88-year-old McCarrick denies the allegations. The car fire in Northern California has destroyed at least 500 homes and killed two firefighters. Jenny Mortensen's husband has been missing since yesterday morning when he went out to find a hotel for his family.
I don't care. I don't care about anything in that house. I just want my husband and I want to know that he's safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
CBS is investigating its own CEO, Les Moonves, after several women have accused him of sexual misconduct, ranging from inappropriate kissing to sexual assault. Journalist Ronan Farrow broke the story for The New Yorker and tells ABC News.
These are all stories in which women said one after another that they were terrified and intimidated, and that they felt their careers suffered as a result.
Dozens of employees have reported a culture of harassment at the network. CBS says it takes the allegations seriously. A shooting Friday night at a nursing home in Robstown, Texas, has left three people dead, including the suspected gunman. City Administrator Herman Rodriguez tells KCRA3, before going to the nursing home, the suspect allegedly killed two people at his home.
There were two additional bodies found dead of two more male victims at the home of one of the victims from the elderly resident's home.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age at which Russians can receive state retirement pensions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's been more than 50 years since President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the legislation that established Medicare. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy of Florida says Medicare is one of the most life-saving programs in the U.S., and lawmakers must continue to strengthen its benefits for older Americans.
As we approach Medicare's 53rd anniversary, we must all recommit ourselves to the ideals that helped establish this important program and dedicate ourselves to protecting and strengthening health care for all Americans, especially our seniors.
President Trump used his weekly address to promote ICE's immigration enforcement work and attack Democrats who called for the agency to be abolished. He says one of the critical lessons in the wake of 9/11 attacks is that immigration enforcement saves lives.
Without the brave heroes of ICE, we would have no enforcement, no laws, no borders, and therefore we wouldn't even have a country. So to the courageous public servants at ICE, great ones, we want you to know that the American people are with you.
Trump says in fiscal year 2017 alone, ICE arrested more than 127,000 aliens charged or convicted of crimes inside the U.S. 15 men whose convictions were overturned last year after saying they were framed by corrupt former Chicago cop Ronald Watts are filing separate lawsuits against the city. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the lawsuits were filed separately Thursday in Cook County Circuit Court and seek an unspecified amount of damages for the city of Chicago's alleged complicity in the police department's code of silence. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.